You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
Welcome back to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. And happy new year, guys. I know I'm a little late. We're about a week or two in, honestly, to January, but I just can't believe it's 2023. I hope you guys started out this year on a positive note, got those New Year's resolutions in. We're going to chat about those with our guests in a little bit. I don't know. I'm torn about them, guys. Do they really work? Are they a good idea? For me, I just think making new goals when you want to set them and getting them done, that's just what life is about. That has nothing to do with the new year. But if the new year is motivation for you, I'm all here for it. So let's see how 2023 goes. I'm really excited for all of the movies and music coming out this year. I know we're going to be fed well, people. We are going to be fed well. So I'm very excited for that. And I'm really excited about all of the new Friday features and segments coming out this year on That's the Tea with Alessandra G, including today's segment with the one and only Alyssa Reed. But before we get into that, I want to thank today's sponsor, DistroKid. Now, for all of my musicians, producers, artists, anyone out there who is working on music or planning to work on music in the near future, you're going to want to listen up. DistroKid is a music distribution service that will get your music, like your EPs, your singles, your albums, on the top streaming platforms like Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, and so on. Wherever you listen to music, they will get your music on there. And the best part about DistroKid is they do not take a cut of the earnings that you make from streaming. That's right, all of the money that you earn goes straight to you. All you have to do is pay an annual membership fee, but don't worry, it's super affordable, and you can use my discount code, distrokid.com/VIP/alwaysalessandra, to get 7% off your first year's membership. Go get DistroKid, keep all of the money that you earn from streaming, get your music on all the top streaming platforms, and also reach a larger audience. Just go get DistroKid and then tell me how much you love it, because I know you will not be disappointed. Now, back to today's segment. We have a very special Friday feature with Alyssa Reed. She recently released the 10th anniversary edition of her smash hit single, Alone Again, after she took a little bit of a hiatus and she was working on some songwriting and some more behind the scenes things. But don't worry, she is back to the artist side of things in 2023. She's gearing up to release a ton of more new music this year. I'm so excited, and I think we should just get into this chat.
Welcome to Friday Features. Get to know your favorite artists, influencers, and musicians exclusively on That's the Tea with Alessandra G.
We're back with Alyssa Reed. Alyssa, how is it going today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good as well. Tell me about what you've been up to. First of all, Happy New Year. I know it's like a weekend, but I feel like we still have to say it. So Happy New Year. And how's your year going so far? About a weekend.
So far, it's actually really good. I started off this year in a really positive mindset, and I'm just like trying to ride this wave and keep it going for as long as possible. I tried not to do like stupid New Year's resolutions this year and tried to actually like do something productive and beneficial to my well-being. So it's going good.
That's good to hear. Yeah, honestly, I'm kind of sick of the whole New Year's resolution thing. Like, I don't know. I think it's kind of corny and it doesn't really work. So I'm totally with you there. And I know last year was big for you. It was the 10th anniversary of Alone Again, which was your smash hit single from 10 years ago, 2012. So how crazy is it to know that that song's been out for 10 years? And what was it like to release a 10th anniversary edition of that track?
It's crazy. I can't believe how fast the time's gone by, first and foremost. Like, that was, I think, the biggest thing, because it doesn't feel like it was 10 years ago. And like, even now I'm getting Facebook, like, you know when Facebook sends you memories of like things that happened on this day 10 years ago? Yes. I'm like getting all these memories on my account right now of like Alone Again climbing the charts for the first time. And it's so weird that a decade later, I'm still, first of all, even in music, I feel like pop careers are generally pretty short-lived. So it's really cool that I even still get to do this. It's cool to be able to like have a song or be part of something that still feels meaningful all this time later.
Yeah, for sure. Those Facebook memories are, they're always a wild time, especially when they're pulling things out from like middle school and stuff. It's like, this is weird. I can only imagine. But yeah, like you said, it's awesome. You're still in music. You're still doing your thing. I know last year you came out with a few singles. People were like, great, she's releasing new music again. And Roses was definitely a big fan favorite. Over 1 million streams easy on Spotify alone. People were really loving that track. And that was your first release of last year. What was it like to put that song out and then see the positive reaction from listeners from all around the world?
It was fun. I took a break from music for a couple years and was just kind of focusing on songwriting for other people. So it was fun to come back out and like hear myself on the radio again. I didn't know if I was going to come back and do the whole artist thing again. I think it was really cool what that song did here in Canada, and I definitely enjoyed being on the artist side of it as well as like behind the scenes. Yeah, that song was very, very important to me. So I'm happy if there was going to be a new breath of life into my music, that it came with a song that I feel like is important, not just to me personally, but I feel like it's a song that can be important in the scope of music right now.
Yeah, that's so true. And I know you mentioned that little hiatus that you took for a few years, kind of more songwriting and being behind the scenes. What caused you to take that hiatus? And then, you know, kind of going hand in hand with that question, what made you decide to try to come back to the artist side of things?
I think that there's this, I don't want to call it a trend, but you see artists a lot lately taking steps away from music and taking time off of the road and just kind of taking a step back to focus on their mental health. I think that one thing that I realized as an artist and in watching other artists is it doesn't matter how much success you have or what your accomplishments are or what you do. There's kind of this feeling of it's not enough. And I don't know why that is. Maybe it's just like people being really driven and of course like wanting to like push for their ultimate ability or what it is, or if it's pressure. But I kind of had to have that conversation with myself of what do you want to accomplish in music? When is it enough? You've toured across Europe, you've gone on tours with some of the biggest bands like in the world, you have Plex, like what do you want from this? And I kind of decided that I wanted to take a step back and just like not have my life revolve around music for a second, because I've been performing since I was 3 years old. It's kind of my entire identity. I wanted to know who I was outside of this. And so I was still doing music. I was still writing a lot for other people. My main focus and job was songwriting. But I took a step back from the artist side of it so I could actually breathe and find out what I love outside of that. And it turns out there's a lot of things, and now I've found a way to kind of balance them all.
That's good. That's nice to hear. And it totally makes a lot of sense. Like, you're doing something for so long, it's only natural to want to take a step back and be like, let me see if I like something else, or let me just see what my life is like without it, or at least without it controlling my whole life. So I totally understand that. But now you're back, you're releasing music, seems like in full swing again. Last year, you had 3 songs out. And then, of course, the Alone Again 10th anniversary edition. I don't know why I just like grew a country accent. That was super weird. But Like a Song came out right after Roses, then When It Hurts, then obviously the Alone Again anniversary edition. So after this little string of singles that people have been loving, is there an EP on the way, or what's your plan for this year? Are you just going to continue with these singles, or what's on the horizon?
Yeah, I had a full album ready to go. I think I maybe just want to add one or two more songs. Not quite sure how I want to put it out yet, if I want to just do one big album or if I'd rather take the songs off of this album and release them all consecutively and then maybe put it all out as like one big project. It's weird now because the music industry is weird now. Before, you would just put an album out and then you'd go on tour. But now with streaming, everything's kind of a little bit different and everyone's trying to figure out the best way to adapt to have longevity with the music. So it's kind of different strategizing, but the music's there. It's just kind of figuring out how we want to put it out. But I've got a new album, new whole new world that I've built around my music this year, which I'm pretty excited for, because last year the songs that I put out kind of felt like wrapping up my little side project Ashes and putting that out, whereas this feels like a proper fresh start of getting back into music and my project.
So that's very exciting. When can people expect to hear any sort of new music? Like, besides the album, would you release a single before that was even released, or is it still like all in the works?
Oh, absolutely. I have something that's scheduled for release right now for the following month. So imminently.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah. So people got to gear up for that coming up super soon. And you mentioned something which I love talking about on this podcast, and that's how weird the music industry is right now. And so when you first released Alone Again in 2012, it was a normal time and things weren't so complicated. And now it's bizarre. The industry has turned super strange. TikTok is a thing. Obviously, that's like kind of ruling a big part of the industry, which people find really fucking annoying. And I'm one of them. So I figured you would hate it. I want to know what you think about all of that. And now that you're back to the artist side, does any of that bother you? And where are you at with just not being able to release an album and be a normal person like you did 10 years ago? You know, what are your thoughts on that?
I think there's so many different layers to it. I think this current state of the industry really affects smaller artists negatively. I think bigger artists are still having a hard time, but Taylor Swift and Beyonce can still put out an album and they've got that core fan base there that's going to care. But in terms of people finding new artists and actually caring about their projects and diving into their music, that isn't happening now. People are finding one or two trending songs. No one's diving into an album or what makes an artist an artist. I think the biggest problem is there's no ability to actually create a fan base in the current state of the industry because everything is so quick and it's so disposable and it's so oversaturated. So it's the Wild West out here, man. I don't know.
I completely agree. Oversaturated is the word I always go to when talking about it because I'm overwhelmed. Like, I'm just like, my inbox is flooded. I can't even like go on any app without like hearing a new song, but it's like, I don't have time. No one does to really dive into these artists anymore because there's everywhere you look, there's somebody singing a new song. There's something new. Like, it's crazy. And I just miss when it was normal, but I hope it calms down. I don't know. I feel like it's just going to get weirder, but I totally do feel bad for artists right now, especially those that aren't Taylor Swift and Beyonce, because it is a crazy world. And people are like, TikTok's amazing and it's great for artists. And I'm like, oh my God, guys, like, it's terrible. It's like
14 artists in the entire world who have trending songs that year, viral moments. But what about the others, small domestic acts in every other country that are no longer competing at domestic levels and are now fighting globally for a minute chance of virality? Like, it's like trying to play the lottery now.
It's insane. I do get it. I feel terrible. It's a hard life. So
the worst is, as an artist, you will put so much effort into a fucking TikTok to promote your music, and you will spend hours on it trying to get it just right, and then you'll put up a video of your foot and your foot goes viral and your music just sits at like 50,000 views and you're like, thanks guys.
It's ridiculous. It really is. I feel like when I don't care about a TikTok and I'm like, I'm just gonna put this shit up and it'll go viral, and then I spend, you know, hours like being like, how can I make this good, creative, and look?
No, they don't want that.
No, I was like, aesthetic, anyone? They don't want the aesthetic. They want something stupid and minimal effort. And I've pretty much given up. I'm like, you know what, guys? Like, whatever you want at this point. But I know I can go on about that for like 10 years. So I'm going to stop myself now. I want to talk about your music. Now that you're back in the game, you kind of wrapped up, like you said, the Ashes project EP, that kind of chapter has closed. You're looking forward to, you know, releasing new stuff this year. You already have the album done. So I know that project's kind of like pretty much sealed and wrapped up. What about beyond this album, just like studio sessions? Are there any artists, big or small, that you would love to work with or just be like locked in a studio with? Or is there anyone right now that you're like, I would love to work with them and just in any capacity, songwriting, producing, do something with them?
I have like two absolute different roads that I could go down with this, because I, at the root of my songwriting, when I'm sitting at home on the piano, everything kind of comes out as like super sad, miserable TV sync style songs. So if I were going to go that route, I would absolutely love to collaborate with Sleeping At Last or Tom Odell. But then also I have this like emo side when I revert back to like 13-year-old Alyssa, and probably nothing would make me happier on this planet than a song with Falling in Reverse or Escape the Fate. So really, I'm all over the place with this one.
I support all of the above. Sleeping At Last, that reminds me of Twilight. I'll never give that one up. Turning Page was the middle school bus. You know, there was nothing to be sad about, but in that moment, you made yourself sad for the song.
And especially when it was raining and there was one raindrop going down the bus window and in the middle of a little music video that only you knew about.
Exactly. I was directing it and producing it, and I was the star in that moment. Yeah. You know, that band, that will always remind me of that song. But, you know, all those people, so talented. So, yeah, that would be awesome. And then I guess, like, as a final question, what else are you looking forward to this year? Are you planning to perform anywhere? Are you just like focusing on this album and trying to navigate the crap world of TikTok? What else do you have planned for 2023? What can people look forward to? And just people that are discovering your music, anything that you'd want them to know as well?
I'm routing a cross Canada tour right now and then select international dates. So those will probably be in LA, New York, and the UK. So that's what's actually being planned right now. Real tangible shows coming up. New music, lots of new visuals. I also started doing creative direction for other artists as well. So that will probably take up a good chunk of my year, but it's super fun because whenever I'm not doing my stuff, I still get to be creative, which I love.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot. And a ton coming. So people could definitely look forward to all of that and listening to the stuff that you've already released very recently, as well as 10 years ago. There's plenty to dive into there. So thank you so much for coming on. That's The Tea with Alessandra G and chatting about everything. I'm really excited to hear this new album and just seeing how your sound has changed over the past decade, which is crazy to say, and excited for everything else too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into another segment of Friday Features on That's the Tea with Alessandra G. And huge thank you to Alyssa Reed for coming on and chatting about her new music that's going to come out super soon, Alone Again and its 10th anniversary, and of course, the trouble that comes with TikTok, which we love to chat about on this podcast more than anything, if you guys couldn't already tell. That's about it for today, folks. I hope you guys are having a great 2023 so far. Feel free to follow us on social media if you haven't, or if you're just tuning in for the first time. I do always have a special message that I'm going to keep going in 2023, and that message is something I leave with you guys after every segment. Are you ready for it? Here it is. Stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands. And I'm hoping that you know that.